This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. I read the new UN climate report this morning in the haze of smoke from wildfires raging throughout the American West. The report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change spells out in no uncertain terms that human activity has warmed the planet, that we've waited too long to avoid devastating consequences, and that the effects of climate change are already being felt in every region of the globe. Climate scientists say a dramatic reduction in greenhouse gas emissions could still prevent the worst outcomes of a warming planet. Here in the U.S., the transportation industry has a big role to play. It's the biggest source of emissions. Last week, we talked about President Biden's plans to get more electric vehicles out on the roads. But there's also a lot that needs to happen to get cars off the road. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
Transportation makes up 29% of all U.S. emissions, and most of that comes from cars and trucks. Elizabeth Irvin with the Union of Concerned Scientists says people who rely on their cars need to have other options.
One of the things that's really critical for folks feeling comfortable giving up a car is being able to have confidence that the transit is frequent and reliable enough to get people where they need to go.
In Ontario, Oregon, for example, Catalin Plummer is not able to get where she needs to go on public transit. She lives in a rural county where cows outnumber people 5-1.
It would be nice if I could just, you know, hop on the bus to go to work.
But her town's one bus doesn't run frequently enough to make that viable. The infrastructure bill that's before the Senate right now does include $39 billion for public transit to upgrade and expand bus systems, transit stations, rail. The White House stresses that this funding is in part directed at communities of color, especially since many of those communities both rely on public transportation and don't have easy access to it. Adi Tomer with the Brookings Institution says that is a historic investment in transit, but it's going to take even more to convince people to change their ways.
Not only to make sure they ride transit more, but to use transit as well as biking and walking as an effective way to reduce all the climate impacts from all of our local transportation habits.
And that, he says, will take a much bigger investment. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.